Happy to be joined, as always, by New England Patriots running back James White, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance and Shaw's, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. Our interview with James is also brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Hello, James.
How you doing?
Almost feels cool, fall-like out there.
Yeah, it's starting early this year.
Is that better, though, from a practice perspective? You don't mind the heat being broken for training camp, do you?
I mean, I like the heat, but it feels good to get a little chilliness sometimes.
Well, the big NFL news over the weekend, of course, was Andrew Luck announcing his retirement. Sort of the news broke during the game, and then he had a little press conference afterwards. But what was your first reaction when you heard that?
Obviously, just a surprise, just like anybody else. I say he's a great player. I've heard nothing but great things about the guy. So, I mean, obviously, very surprising, but he has to do what's best for him in this situation, and I think that's what he did.
You've been through this with teammates over the years where guys, different times, whether it's in camp, decide to retire, you had an offensive lineman, you had Gronk in the offseason. How, as players, do you deal with that, with friends, teammates who are thinking about it, talking about it? Because you don't want to be selfish and say, no, Gronk, you got to come back. But you kind of want him to come back, too.
I mean, they have to make the best decision for themselves. I mean, obviously, as a teammate, you want him to be here with you. But, I mean, there's a lot of things that factor into somebody continuing to play or not continuing to play. So, I mean, it's family, injuries, all different types of things. So you never know what's going on with somebody, I mean, unless they share it with you. But, like I said, they have to make the best decision for themselves.
Do you consider your job hard? Is it hard to be an NFL player?
It's tough. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a easy job. It's taxing on your mind, your body. And, I mean, the longer you play, obviously, the more taxing it can be. So, like I said, you just try and do as much as you can for your physical and mental part, and so you can go out there and be the best you can be.
Is there any point from the beginning of training camp to the end of the season, Super Bowl, whenever it is, where something doesn't hurt?
I mean, maybe, but I mean, I think that's just you just being used to the soreness. And I mean, ever since training camp starts, nobody's going to be completely 100% feeling good. There's going to be some nicks and bruises, and I mean, just learn to deal with it, learn to play through it, and then, I mean, that's kind of the art of the sport.
Once the season starts, like for you personally, is that a commitment that you've made not only to yourself but to your teammates that, hey, I'll probably get hurt, but I'm going to fight back and I'm going to finish out the season?
Like I said, I mean, it depends what your injury is and whatnot. Some guys may suffer something the first day of training camp, the second week of training camp, you never really know. And, I mean, decisions go from there in a sense. So, I mean, everybody's committed when they step into the building. And, like I said, injuries may happen. And, I mean, the person has to make a decision for themselves.
We were talking earlier, you know, as a parent, you know, you have a kid that signs up for Little League. They may or may not like it, but you say, you made a commitment to your team. You're finishing this season. We'll talk about it next year. I know teammates, you wouldn't want to criticize somebody publicly, but would a teammate ever feel like, wow, you let us down?
No, I don't think so. Like I said, they said with Andrew Luck that they knew about it prior, so he had thoughts about it. He's been banged up ever since OTA, so, I mean, I'm sure they had a heads up of what possibly could happen.
You're starting to see your roster kind of take final shape here. You've had some wide receivers come back onto the squad here over the last couple of days. Sony Michel returned to play in the game last week. Are you getting a sense of what your team's going to look like at this point?
It was still working. Like I said, we've been through three preseason games now and a few weeks of practice, and you know, everybody's trying to continue to get better as an offense, defense, and special teams. Having some guys get back out there, them trying to get back into their routines and whatnot. So, I mean, we're still building and trying to find out who we are, and we have another good week of practice here, and we play the Giants during the regular season. So, I mean, it's good preparation for us.
What's this time of the year like, you know? You've been through it a bunch of times now. You got 90 guys in the locker room, but on Saturday there's only going to be 53. So you got a lot of guys that are out there working hard with you guys every day, but unfortunately aren't going to be here. Is it sort of a weird time?
Yeah, it's definitely a tough time of year. Like I said, you build relationships with guys in that locker room. There's 90 guys in there and whatnot, and like you said, it's going to be 53 or whatnot until the practice squad is, you know, decided. So I mean, it's definitely a tough time of year, but you just try and tell guys, just go out there and practice hard, put your best foot forward, and you only can control what you can control. So just go out there and put your best foot forward, and you just go from there.
How is this time of year different without fans out there, with no media out there, and with sort of the dual nature of some guys are still fighting for roster spots, and yet you're also starting to think about the Steelers and the season? What's this like out on the practice field and in the meeting rooms?
I mean, just preparing like it's a game week, pretty much. No fans out there, and that's how it is during the regular season, so everybody has to kind of get in that regular season mindset. Like I said, you don't You can't put the cuts and all that stuff in your mind. You just go out there and just go out there and have your best performances out there during practice, and then on Thursday. And like I said, you only can control what you can control.
We know that there's not game preparation for preseason games. That's just not the way it works. You've got things that you want to work on that your team wants to get accomplished. Has game preparation begun for Pittsburgh?
Like I said, we're focused on the Giants right about now. We play them.
That's
during
a
the
yes.
We're focused on the Giants right about now, so we're focused on them. We play them during the regular season, so we're studying up on them.
What was your reaction last week when the Patrick Chung news came out?
I mean, that's not really any of my business. Obviously, like I said, it's his situation, and I just let him deal with that.
Okay, he had the tough question. I'll throw the softball. How nice is Mr. Kraft's Cape Cod home, and how was the party this week?
It's very nice. Just some nice views, but it's good to, you know, have a day off and relax with your teammates and their families. Guys get to meet some of the guys that haven't met some of other people's family members. They get to meet them and kind of mingle around and just have a good time.
Did you play cornhole?
I did not. I'm not very good at that. So
spike ball, can jam, any of those games?
No, I just ate and relaxed.
That's actually not a bad combo either. I'll ask the question. I already know how you're going to answer it, but I'll ask it anyway. Do you want to play Thursday?
Like I said, prepare for every game like you're playing for four quarters. So, I mean, I'm prepared to play. And
oh, I know you're prepared else, to
everybody,
play.
Everybody else will be, too.
Would you, hypothetically, be prepared for a regular season if there were only two preseason games instead of four?
I mean, you honestly never know. I'm sure they'll decide that in the next CBA and whatnot. And yeah. See how that goes.
Getting a lot of questions. You don't know what.
Listen, I understand. Well, you know, it was actually funny. I got a surprise answer last Friday. We had Jason McCourty on, and I was asking him a similar question, and he said for him, his first year, he thinks he basically made the team by playing right. Well in the fourth preseason game.
Yeah.
So for some players, yeah, it really does matter. Other players don't want to play in a single game. So
right,
it's really probably individual basis.
There's a lot of give and take.
Yeah.
And Bill has always said it matters to the people that play in it.
Yeah.
Exactly. For sure.
The guys that are out there.
Yeah.
So these are a lot of answers like Bill. I'll leave that to – we'll just play when they tell us to play, show up when they tell us to show up.
Yeah.
So – but I will say, did you – are you a college football guy? Did you watch Miami, Florida?
Yeah, I watched that.
That we saw an example. They don't have preseason games.
Yeah.
And it was a little sloppy, you know, delay of games, false starts. Wouldn't there be a risk of it? At some point, you have to knock the rust off before it actually counts. So is there a fine line there?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's pluses, minuses to having less, more preseason games and whatnot. I mean, I don't know if it will look like that during the NFL, but you can tell it's a little bit of sloppiness during that game, especially that last 5 minutes was pretty sloppy. But, I mean, that could be the difference between college and NFL football.
Well, that and the jewelry. They don't give you a ring and you can
no, I have not seen that
yet.
Yeah,
you won't be seeing
Ivan
that.
Ivan doesn't have that? He doesn't?
No. We got to talk to him about
that. Is Jonathan Taylor, is he the real deal? Is he sort of in that line of great Wisconsin running backs?
Yeah, that guy's a good football player, and he's a good person. I've got a chance to meet him a few times, and he works extremely hard, very humble. Obviously, he's a guy defense is going to be completely focusing on him, especially with the nature of the Wisconsin offense. They're going to be focused on the running back. So, and he continues to have performances each and every week. So it's pretty impressive to see what he's doing, and I'm sure he'll have another great year this year.
Does a kid like that, when you do talk to him, does he try to pick your brain?
Yeah, he asks.
Ask for tips?
He asks questions. I mean, I talk to Coach Paul Chris. I talk to him every now and then, and, you know, he gives his little tidbits about him and stuff and things he thinks I can, you know, kind of share with him. So it's pretty cool.
Good to see you again. Enjoyed not playing Thursday night.
I'm playing.
Thanks, James. We'll see you.
All right, thank you.
That is New England Patriots running back James White joining us here on a Patriots Monday down at Gillette Stadium.